Jeff Eisman is the owner of the Boise Hawks, and there is a project going on right now in North Augusta, South Carolina, and Georgia that could be eventually a model for what could happen here in the Treasure Valley for the Boise Hawks to have a new home. And right now, the owner of the Hawks, Jeff Eisman, is in town. He's joining us here on Sports Radio The Ticket to talk more about this deal and how it could get done here. Jeff, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mike and Jeff. How are you? I'm doing great.
Good. Let's talk about the art of the deal. And I guess you could tell us as much as you choose, but Greenstone Properties and Aegon Sports and Entertainment Group, what is the relationship between these two entities as it relates to what happened there in your Augusta project and what could happen here?
Well, you know, I'm not saying that one size fits all. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you always look and try to figure out how these things might work from one town to another. But the model specifically in Augusta, North Augusta, I should say, is mm-hmm. we're talking about a $185 million project.
Wow.
And with 150 plus of that being private development. The private development project that is basically backstopping $40 million worth of bonds that goes against a new stadium that's about $35, $36 million, convention center and parking.
Wow.
And the convention center's not us. It's part of a hotel conference center that's going on in there. So you got a, you know, almost a 200-room hotel conference center. We got 90,000 plus square feet of retail. We got, I think, a couple hundred thousand square feet of commercial office space, tons of residential community that's going in there.
Wow.
Right on the waterfront on the Savannah River and directly across from downtown Augusta. So we're basically building a mixed-use entertainment district anchored with the stadium as a critical mass project.
Right. And we're visiting with Jeff Eisman, who's the owner of the Boise Hawks, about this project that's being done in South Carolina and Georgia, Augusta, if you will, joining us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. So this is a massive undertaking of private development, I guess, chops. And the baseball stadium, it sounds like, is included in it. But there's a lot of other questions that had to be answered about all this spinoff development and what the economic viability of that. What are the similarities between what happened there and what could happen here, Jeff?
Well, I mean, obviously, and I'm not on the development side. I'm on the team side and the new venue side of the equation.
Okay.
But so I won't profess to claim that I fully understand how all these things are integrated from a financial perspective. But in the instance of North Augusta, this was one where you're talking about the private development ensuring and backstopping the public commitment to the project so that they weren't left with a build it and they will come and then they don't come and mm-hmm. then there's a big gaping hole. This is really a model that we feel very comfortable with, at least what we did in North Augusta or what we're doing in North Augusta, because this really takes a lot of the pressure off the public sector.
So Jeff,
it also gets these projects funded. The gone are the day is really where you're seeing municipalities, and I think that's part of the challenge that the Hawks went through with the previous ownership group, where they were seeking, you know, massive public subsidy with the team just paying rent. And that's a tough pill to swallow in a community, and we certainly understand that. So here you got the team, in essence, paying its own way and supporting the public infrastructure that's in place with the private development.
Well, it sounds like $185 million, $150 of it was private development, $35 million for the stadium. Is your group in on the $35 million equity for the stadium itself with other investors, with yourself, or any public funds in that?
No, I mean, that's what we're bringing to the table is the 150-plus private development on the other things that, you know, which brings in the property taxes and the sales taxes, the hotel motel taxes, the restaurant sales taxes, et cetera, that come in that basically absolve the debt service on the bonds that the public sector is putting up.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, this sounds like a very complex deal and a big, massive project for Augusta versus what you can get done here to be able to get a $35 million stadium built for the Boise Hawks. So what can you tell us, Jeff, as you look at the downtown corridor area that you see prospects and possibilities of land and an area large enough that could support a stadium and spin-off development.
Sure. Well, first let me start that the project that we're doing in the Augusta Metro is with the city of North Augusta, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Not Augusta, not the city of Augusta in Richmond County.
Okay.
But this is a small municipality. I mean, a fraction of the size of Boise City.
Okay.
So when we're looking at, you know, again, we haven't narrowed a specific site at this point, but our goal will be to be downtown. And you're talking about a state-of-the-art venue that I don't even, not even sure people can comprehend in regards to the experience that they have now.
Why downtown? Why not Meridian, per se? Is it because of the spinoff and the commercial property that needs to go around this to make it all work?
Ideally, yes. When you're talking about the private development piece, when you're talking about, you know, renting out office space, the price per square foot, it costs as much to build, no matter where you're building.
Mm-hmm.
But the square footage cost and I guess the renters that take on that square footage is considerably higher in this downtown than it is in other sectors inside the Treasure Valley.
Jeff, it looks like the North Augusta project is roughly 30 acres. I'm not sure if that's the kind of footprint you're looking at for Boise. Is that the size you're looking at? And is there a couple of different sites that you've identified that fit that mold?
Well, and again, not being on the development side of the house, my suspicion is that the development here may even be larger. I think with where Boise is, you got a landlocked central business district where there's not a lot of real estate remaining in your downtown core.
Mm-hmm.
So you have an anchor at one side of the city that will backfill back to the central business district. So this really is kind of a game changer for the downtown and allows the expansion of the city's urban core.
Jeff Eisman's joining us, owner of the Boise Hawks, talking about development and a possible idea or two for a new stadium for the Boise Hawks. Jeff Case here and Mike Prater there. Expanding the downtown corridor, would that be to the east, to the west? It doesn't look like you can go north. I mean,
I don't think I can go there today. We certainly don't need the land speculators out there grabbing up things that might even be in play. We've looked at probably a handful of sites. We haven't necessarily selected one. Some we like more than others, but I'm not at liberty to discuss the potential places that this could be.
It sounds like in a conversation you had with Prater, must have been another one of his infamous business lunches, which he didn't pay for. But, Jeff, that, you know, this is something that is going to happen. Is this part of your business plan that says, hey, if we're going to make this thing fly here, this is what it's going to take. And if we don't make this fly here this way, maybe somebody else needs to make it fly another way.
Well, we have not, this isn't anything that we're being absolutely public about. I know, I think I came on your show back in September of 14 when the sale was announced, and at least I think it was you guys. I know it was at your station, and
okay,
that was like the first question asked on the show, and we were just like, listen, we haven't even discussed this yet. I mean, we're identifying how we're going to try to get this done here. We're very confident that we can get it done. We recognize that there's been challenges in the past in the discussions of getting a new stadium, but I don't believe in the approach that was used in the past, and I think they were flawed from the get-go, especially in this market. So you have a very committed group here. We love the city. We've never made a threat of relocating or moving, and we're not looking to.
Sure.
We believe that we can get this done. We believe that we have a vision to get this done. We believe that we have people in leadership that believe that we're capable of getting this done. And we're not only getting it done in North Augusta. My partner did this in Fort Wayne, Indiana as well. And that's probably one of the most successful minor league franchises in the country. So we're right now, our biggest undertaking is making sure we continue to build upon the success that we've had last season. I think we're changing the experience that people have when they come out to a Boise Hawks game, and it's been shown, and our renewal rates are at record highs, our sponsorship numbers are at record highs. This is a healthy ball club getting healthier and healthier. So our goal is when we do go into a new venue, this will be one of the most successful minor league baseball teams in the country.
Jeff Kaser and Mike Prater here.
Flying everywhere to come down there to go see it because it's going to be quite the spectacle.
Excuse me, Jeff. Jeff Kaser and Mike Prater here on Ethical Sports Talk, talking to Jeff Eisman, the owner of the Boise Hawks on Sports Radio The Ticket.
Jeff, now that the land purchase has been completed in South Carolina, does that open the door for you and your companies to devote more time and resources to Boise? And what is your timeline? Is the first thing that has to happen is you have to buy that land and then you kind of develop it from there? And eventually, when you and I talked a few weeks ago, you talked about, 17 would be an act of God, 18 would be preferred, but it might even sneak into 2019.
Yeah, and I think that time frame is very, very real. I mean, one thing that people can't accuse us of is not having patience. The Historic Augusta project has been 5 years in the making. The city of North Augusta had a private resident, took it all the way to the state Supreme Court, and he did lose. We've stayed the course here. We've made our commitments to the project. The city's making their commitments to the project. So for us, I'd rather know it is happening than worry so much of what the time frame is. But if I had to speculate, I think 18 is very realistic. 19 is, I'd be maybe surprised if we didn't, but I don't know what's going to pop its head up that we weren't expecting along the way. There's always those things, but we're in this for the long haul. We're making a commitment to the city. We're making a commitment to baseball in this community. And although we would like to do this sooner as opposed to later, I think, a 2 to 3 year window is very realistic.
As for the stadium itself, this is, after all, short season Class A baseball. So you're not going to build the Taj Mahal of baseball stadiums. What do you envision for the stadium itself?
I need at least some grandstands that don't face the setting sun. That would be great for starters.
Right.
You're talking, luxury suites. You're talking a club level. You're talking an event space. We're wraparound concourse, a field configuration and seating configuration that works well with Rectangle Sports as well so that we can do multiple sport programming in there. But one thing that, hopefully people have seen or taken notice of this past year is that we're being much more active with this facility, which was one of the first commitments that we made when we purchased the team, that it should be beyond just 38 nights of baseball out at a ballpark. This is an outdoor event center, and it needs to be treated as such. So we already have, a pretty decent concert lineup going on. We got more shows that will be announced here hopefully in the next month or so. We got the Nitro Circus coming at the middle of June, and along with our baseball season and tons of other events. So having a space where we're able to do concerts, trade shows, home and garden shows, weddings, event meetings, whatever it needs to be, we plan on having that building active 200 dates a year. The Hawks are just the principal tenant.
At one point, Boise State was actively seeking a partner for a baseball stadium. That appears to be done. In terms of your relationship with Boise State and moving forward with the facility, is that off for now and probably forever?
Well, forever is probably a strong word. We'd spent the greater part of the year working with the university on this project. We believe that, spiritually we had an agreement that seemed to have worked. But, everything became a moving target and a bogey. I'm not sure where their commitment for starting up their baseball program begins and ends. And that, for us, that doesn't help us as we're trying to plan our future. So not knowing how quickly they're prepared to go and what kind of financial commitment they were prepared to make into this made this very, very challenging on both sides. And it just became, we could sit here and keep chasing this, but we might be chasing our tail and we'll lose another year, or we go about doing it ourselves. But that doesn't mean that if you know, BSU decides that, you know, the time is right and they're ready to launch baseball and they're looking for a place to play, that the new venue that we're proposing can't still be a home to them. It just won't be off their campus.
Jeff Eisman's our guest. He's the owner of the Boise Hawks, joining us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. Now with Levois Park shutting down, no more horse racing to happen there. The county has been on the record before. They've looked at development for that entire area. What if that were a possibility? There's a river there. There's the business development and spinoff. You've got a track record of fans, you know, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 of them at a time. Would that ever be a possibility to you?
We've had some conversations off and on. The challenge is, you know, this Glenwood corridor over here,
mm-hmm.
it, for the kind of development we're proposing, which is mostly Class A, office space, a major flag hotel, this site's not ready for that. The development, even with all those parcels, this area has not reached that level of development for what we need to do.
Right. I guess that does.
In order to make the private development commitments right. that are needed to do this project.
Right. That makes sense. Do you anticipate, though, in what you ran across there, Jeff, that something's going to happen out there in that Ada County area without the horse racing there? Do you think that is sort of viable to do something different with it? Because there's no more racing.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I hadn't given a lot of thought. I mean, certainly disappointing for the racing fans in the community that something that has been, you know, a part of the Treasure Valley for quite a long time is not happening this summer. It's a little surreal. You know, even when we're doing our planning for the 16 season and, you know, the overlap and knowing like, wow, that's really not happening. I think we're all still kind of in shock over it.